You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 294. The following chapter summaries are written by Shmoop.com. In Jeremiah chapter 46, this is a chapter that's a prophecy in poetic form against Egypt. It begins with God speaking about Pharaoh Necho, who gets defeated by Nebuchadnezzar at the river Euphrates in Mesopotamia. It's kind of like, get on your horses, Egyptians! Put on your armors and shields! Oh wait, you're retreating? You're getting slaughtered? What a shame. Like the floodwaters of the Nile, Egypt tries to spread over the earth and destroy cities. God urges the Egyptian warriors and their allies to get ready for battle. Then he says that they're just another sacrifice to his glory. They're next up to get clobbered by Babylon. God sarcastically tells Egypt to seek a medicinal balm in Gilead, but there's no healing for them. They're toast. God predicts that Nebuchadnezzar will invade and destroy Egypt. God says to tell the Egyptians to get ready for the slaughter. He also mocks their bull god Apis, who's zero help to them. The Egyptians stumble home in defeat, and the Pharaoh earns a nickname, Braggart, who missed his chance. Egypt should pack its bags for exile. They're in for it. Egypt's like a beautiful heifer who gets stung and driven nuts by a gadfly from the north, Babylon. Egypt will be put to shame, slithering away in retreat like a snake and being flattened like a forest cut down by the Babylonian war axes. God's bringing punishment on Amon of Thebes, Pharaoh, and all the Egyptian gods and kings. Pharaoh and those who trust in him will be captured, but afterwards, Egypt will be inhabited again, like it used to be. In concluding the chapter, God again promises Israel that it will be freed from captivity. God will destroy the nations that have oppressed Israel, but not Israel itself. The people will return to their homeland under God's protection. And in Jeremiah chapter 47, there's more poetry. God also predicts disaster for the Philistines. Water will come out of the north and flood and destroy the land and the cities and people who live in them, meaning the Babylonians will invade like a flood. Parents won't be able to save their children. Ashkelon, Tyre, Gaza, Sidon, and the remaining Philistines on the coastland will be destroyed with God's help. A voice cries out, asking God for mercy, but he's on a roll. His sword won't go back into its scabbard until it's been satisfied with destruction. And we will finish the book of 1 Timothy. Paul dishes out some advice on slaves. If you're a slave, what should you do? Just regard your master as worthy of all honor, and God will be happy. If your master isn't Christian, just be on your best behavior, so you won't reflect poorly on the rest of the group. But if you and your master happen to both be Christian, don't think that means you can expect to be treated like a human being rather than a piece of property. In fact, it just means you should slave away even more because you're serving a fellow Christian. If you disagree with this, then that means you disagree with Jesus. You're also a big, arrogant liar who just loves to argue about things. Take note, abolitionists, but if you want to live a godly life, you'll be happy with what you have. Don't go chasing after money and fancy cars, because bad things will follow. Keep focused on fighting the good fight for Jesus, and all will be well. Remember how he kept the faith and told Pilate what was what? Well, that's how faithful Christians should be. If anyone is super wealthy right now, they should make a special effort to keep their focus on God. They need to try to get a hold of real riches. In other words, be godly and not a rich jerk. In closing, Paul tells Timothy to pass on all this good stuff and to help lead people back to the straight and narrow path and away from those naysayers who don't have any clue what they're talking about anyhow. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Jeremiah 46. The Lord's Messages About the Nations. Jeremiah received the following messages from the Lord about many different nations. A message about Egypt. This message is about the nation of Egypt when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon defeated the Egyptian army of Pharaoh Necho. This happened at Carchemish, a city by the Euphrates River, in the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah. Get your large and small shields ready. March out for battle. Get the horses ready. Soldiers, get on your horses. Go to your places for battle. Put your helmets on. Sharpen your spears. Put your armor on. The Lord says,
What do I see? The soldiers are terrified. They are running away. Their warriors are defeated. They are filled with fear. They are running as fast as they can without looking back. But even the fastest cannot get away. Even the strongest cannot escape. There in the north by the Euphrates River, they stumble and fall.
Who is this that rises like the Nile River, like the river that overflows its banks? It is Egypt that comes like the Nile, with its raging waters raising high. It is Egypt that comes roaring its warning. I will rise and cover the earth. I will destroy its cities and the people in them. Horsemen, charge into battle. Chariot drivers, drive fast. March on, brave soldiers. Soldiers from Cush and Put, carry your shields. Soldiers from Lydia, use your bows. But the victory this day belongs to the Lord God All-Powerful. He will give his enemies the punishment they deserve. His sword will kill until it is finished, until it has satisfied its thirst for blood. Yes, the Lord God All-Powerful will kill them as a sacrifice in the land of the north by the Euphrates River.
You poor, helpless people of Egypt, maybe you should go to Gilead for some of their famous medicines. But no matter how many medicines you take, nothing will heal you. The nations will hear you crying. Your cries will be heard all over the earth. One brave soldier will run into another brave soldier. Both of them will fall down together.
This is the message the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about Nebuchadnezzar coming to attack Egypt. Announce this message in Egypt. Tell it in the city of Migdal. Tell it in Memphis and Tapanhes. Get ready for war, because people all around you are being killed with swords. Egypt, your strong soldiers will be killed. They will not be able to stand, because the Lord will push them down. They will stumble again and again. They will fall over each other. They will say,
Get up! Let's go back to our own people! Let's go back to our homeland! Our enemy is defeating us! We must get away!
In their homelands, those soldiers will say,
Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is only a lot of noise! His time of glory is over!
This message is from the king, whose name is the Lord All-Powerful.
As surely as I live, a powerful leader will come. He will be like Mount Tabor among smaller mountains, like Mount Carmel standing high above the sea. People of Egypt, pack your things. Get ready for captivity, because Memphis will be a ruined, empty land. Those cities will be destroyed, and no one will live there.
Egypt is like a beautiful cow, but a stinging fly is coming from the north to attack her. The hired soldiers in Egypt's army are like fat calves. They will all turn and run away. They will not stand strong against the attack. Their time of destruction is coming, they will soon be punished. As the enemy's army marches closer, Egypt's army will hiss like a snake and try to slip away. But the enemy will attack with axes like men cutting down trees. This is what the Lord says.
They will chop down Egypt's forest. There are many trees in that forest, but they will all be cut down. There are more enemy soldiers than locusts. There are so many soldiers that no one can count them. Egypt will be ashamed. The enemy from the north will defeat her.
The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says,
very soon I will punish Amon, the god of Thebes, and I will punish Pharaoh, Egypt, and her gods. I will punish the kings of Egypt, and I will punish the people who depend on Pharaoh. I will let all of them be defeated by their enemies, those who want to kill them. I will give the people to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and his servants. Long ago, Egypt lived in peace, and after all these times of trouble, Egypt will live in peace again.
Says the Lord. A message for Northern Israel.
You descendants of Jacob, my servants, do not be afraid. Do not be frightened, people of Israel. I will save you from those faraway places. I will save your children from the countries where they are captives. Your people will return to a life of peace. There will be no enemy to frighten them. Descendants of Jacob, my servants, do not be afraid, because I am with you,
says the Lord.
I will completely destroy those nations where I scattered you, but I will not destroy you. Certainly, you must be punished for your sin, but I will punish you fairly.
Jeremiah 47, a message about the Philistines. This is the message from the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet about the Philistines. This message came before Pharaoh attacked the city of Gaza. This is what the Lord says.
Look, the enemy is gathering in the north like rising water. They will come like a river spilling over its banks. They will cover the whole country like a flood. They will cover the towns and the people living in them. Everyone in the country will cry for help. Everyone will cry out in pain. They will hear the sound of running horses, the noisy chariots, the rumbling wheels. Fathers will not be able to protect their children. They will be too weak to help, because the time has come to destroy all the Philistines. The time has come to destroy all who help Tyre and Sidon.
The Lord will destroy the Philistines, those who came from the island of Crete. The people from Gaza will be sad and shave their heads. The people from Ashkelon will be silenced. Survivors from the valley, how long will you cut yourselves? Sword of the Lord, you have not stopped. How long will you keep fighting? Go back into your sheath. Stop. Be still. But how can the sword of the Lord rest? The Lord gave it a command. He commanded it to attack the city of Ashkelon and the seacoast.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 to 21. False teaching and true riches.
Some people teach what is false and do not agree with the true teaching that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not accept the teaching that leads us to honor and please God. They are proud of what they know, but they understand nothing. They are sick with the love for arguing and fighting about words, and that brings jealousy, quarrels, insults, and evil mistrust. They are always making trouble, because they are people whose thinking has been confused. They have lost their understanding of the truth. They think that pretending to honor God is a way to get rich. Living in a way that honors God is, in fact, a way for people to be very rich, because it means being satisfied with what they have. When we came into the world, we brought nothing. And when we die, we can take nothing out. So if we have food and clothes, we will be satisfied with that. People who want to be rich bring temptations to themselves. They are caught in a trap. They begin to want many foolish things that will hurt them. These things ruin and destroy people. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrow. Some things to remember. But you belong to God, so you should stay away from all those things. Always try to do what is right, to honor God, and to have faith, love, patience, and gentleness. We have to fight to keep our faith. Try as hard as you can to win that worthy fight. Take hold of eternal life. It is the life you were chosen to have. When you confessed your faith in Jesus, that wonderful truth you spoke so openly for all to hear. Before God and Christ Jesus, I give you a command. Jesus is the one who confessed that same wonderful truth when he stood before Pontius Pilate. And God is the one who gives life to everything. Now, I tell you this. Do what you were commanded to do without fault or blame until the time when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make that happen at the right time. He is the most worthy and only ruler. He is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. God is the only one who never dies. He lives in light so bright that people cannot go near it. No one has ever seen him. No one is able to see him. All honor and power belong to him forever. Amen. Give this command to those who are rich with the things of this world. Tell them not to be proud. Tell them to hope in God, not their money. Money cannot be trusted, but God takes care of us richly. He gives us everything to enjoy. Tell those who are rich to do good, to be rich in good works, and tell them they should be happy to give and ready to share. By doing this, they will be saving up a treasure for themselves, and that treasure will be a strong foundation on which their future life will be built. They will be able to have the life that is true life. Timothy, God has trusted you with many things. Keep these things safe. Stay away from people who talk about useless things that are not from God, and who argue against you with a knowledge that is not knowledge at all. Some people who claim to have that knowledge have gone completely away from what we believe. I pray that God's grace will be with you all.
Psalm chapter 119, verses 73 to 80. This section is called Yod, Y-O-D.
With your hands you made me and helped me become what I am. Now help me learn and understand your commands. Your faithful people will be happy to see me because I trust in your word. Lord, I know that your decisions are fair and you are right to punish me. Now comfort me with your faithful love as you promised. Have mercy on me and let me live. I enjoy your teachings. Bring shame on those proud people who lied about me. All I want to do is study your instructions. Let your faithful people come to me so that they may learn your rules. Let me obey your laws perfectly so that I will not be ashamed.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 294. Join us for day 295. Continuing in the book of Jeremiah. Whose turn is it for destruction? Oh, it's the fortified cities in Moab. They will surely be destroyed. Even their god Chemosh will go into exile. But at the end, God says that he will restore Moab in the future. This seems to be God's pattern. And we will begin the next book in the Timothy series, and that's 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'll give a detailed introduction to the letter by Paul, and we will cover chapter 1, where Paul starts off letting everyone know he's doing time for Jesus. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.